Hey Warrior, I know you're tired of doing life, work, and relationships alone and not knowing what to do or how to do it, but you know you can't do it by yourself. And how do I know? Because I was you. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to book a free breakthrough call so we can talk about your life and your future and what's frustrating you the most as a man. And I want to get you connected to an amazing community of Christ-centered men who can all relate to your struggles, who can sharpen you, strengthen, and support you in the areas that matter most to you as a man. So stop wasting time. Just go to realmenconnect.com/call to book a breakthrough call, because nothing is going to change unless you change something. We only have a limited number of time slots each week, so book your free call today. That's realmenconnect.com/call. Again, that's realmenconnect.com/call. Hello, mighty men of God. Joe Martin here, man builder, award-winning speaker, author, and Tanya's husband and Kendall and Faith's dad. Welcome to the Real Men Connect podcast, where we help good men become great men God's way. Every Wednesday, we interview some of the nation's most respected and accomplished men of faith to find out what it really takes to become the kind of husband, father, and spiritual leader God called and created us to be. Today is the Real Men Check-In. The Real Men Check-In is just a quick way to help you start your week on the right foot in the right way. Every Monday, I share personal insights, encouragement, and support that will move you beyond church to real change. I keep it short, I make it fun, and then I'm done. So let's get started. Real men seek forgiveness like David, not dopes. Well, I'm a mess. Y'all need to pray for me. Let me repeat that again. Say, real men seek forgiveness like David, not dopes. Man, I was in my quiet time this week, and I did one of my Bible memory verses was 2 Corinthians 7:10. And let me read it for you. It says, "For the sorrow that is according to the will of God produces repentance without regret, leading to salvation, but the sorrow of the world produces death." So let me say that scripture again, and I'm going to put it in the term, in the way I memorized it. Godly sorrow brings repentance and leads to salvation, leaving no regret, but worldly sorrow brings death. Now, this was Paul writing to the church of Corinth. I dove into this text because I wanted to find out more about the distinction between godly sorrow that leads to repentance and worldly sorrow that Paul talks about that leads to death. First of all, I thought I needed to understand the specific words Paul decided to use in verses 9 and 10. Sorrow is grief, remorse, and sadness expressed through humility. Repentance means a change of heart and direction, a turning away from. The word regret is a feeling of disappointment. And salvation means freedom, liberty, experience without shame, guilt, or condemnation. Now, when Paul mentions this in verse 10, that the sorrow of the world produces death, I realize now that the death Paul was referring to was the spiritual union we have with God and the spiritual relationship we have with others in Christ. And from that, these were the four lessons that the Holy Spirit revealed to me about godly sorrow that Paul mentions in verse 9 and 10. Let's start with the first lesson. First of all, true sorrow. True sorrow that grieves the Spirit should be the motivating force behind my repentance, not the unhealed wounds of the one who was wounded. Because my reverent fear of God should be driving my sorrow, not their or my changing emotions. Lesson 2 revealed to me that I must be more concerned about what grieves God more than what offends man. Think about King David for a minute and his adulterous affair with Bathsheba. In Psalm 51, the Psalm of Repentance, as David was pouring out his heart to God, David claimed that he had sinned against God and God alone in verse 4. So that means I can't truly harm you without hurting and grieving the heart of God first. Now, here was the third lesson. Unless the Holy Spirit convicts and convinces me of being unloving towards somebody, the unhealed wounds of another person should only drive me to love, pray, and serve them, not ignore, enable, or take responsibility for their feelings. Now, I think I need to repeat that again, but this time I'm going to put you on the chopping block. Unless the Holy Spirit convicts and convinces you, this is when somebody is seeking forgiveness from you, then the wounds of that person should only drive you to love, pray, and serve them, not ignore or enable them or take responsibility for their feelings. And the last lesson I got from this, that it's okay to apologize for what I say and do to others, but not for how others choose to feel after I do it. See, that's the difference between being a peacemaker, which Jesus talks about in Matthew 5:9, which seeks God's approval, and being a peacekeeper, which seeks man approval, Galatians 1:10. And usually as I finish my quiet times, I'm always asking God five specific questions. One, God, what is the sin that I need to avoid or confess? And God revealed to me in my heart that focusing too much on the feelings of others rather than on his heart. He told me to avoid that. And probably you need to avoid that too. Now, the promise I asked, I said, God, what promise can I claim here from this scripture? At least maybe an inference to another scripture. And he led me back to Matthew 5:9. Blessed are the peacemakers. They will be called sons of God. That means I am to seek making peace, not trying to keep the peace. Then I asked God, I said, God, what attitude of my heart do I need to change concerning this? And the Holy Spirit revealed to me that I need to father filter my actions, my words, and even my thoughts towards other people, and let the Holy Spirit govern my response, not my emotions. And I said, God, what command do I need to obey? What are you implying here that I need to do? And the Holy Spirit spoke to me, speak the truth always in love, even if it hurts, but never do it to harm or tear down the other person. And last but certainly not least, I asked God, I said, God, what is a good example for me to follow concerning this? And God gave me two examples to follow. One is in seeking forgiveness and showing humility. That means if I'm the person who has offended someone, he said, be like King David. His repentance was sincere because he realized that hurting others meant hurting him first, hurting God first. And knowing this prevented David from repeating his offense against God and others. And the second part God gave me is a great example when you're extending forgiveness and showing mercy to others. He says to be like Jesus, Paul, Stephen, Daniel, and Joseph. The Holy Spirit revealed to me that they all allowed themselves to be led by the Spirit, not their feelings, in their response to others and forgiving them. Because remember, real men seek forgiveness like David, not dopes. So that's the Real Men Check-In for this week. I hope that it blessed you. And if you found it helpful, please share this episode with other men who you may be mentoring or discipling. And make sure to check out our regular weekly interviews on Wednesdays. And to make sure you don't miss an episode, please visit our website at realmenconnect.com and join our growing community of real men. We also have a couple of free gifts waiting just for you. And if you didn't know already, Real Men Connect is a listener-supported podcast. And we're now the number one rated podcast on Apple Podcasts for Christian men. So if this podcast has blessed you in any way and you'd like to help us continue to bless and transform the lives of even more husbands, fathers, sons, and leaders, please prayerfully consider financially supporting this ministry. Just go to realmenconnect.com and click on the donate button. May God bless your faithful giving. And thank you so much for listening, because without you, there would be no Real Men Connect. So keep on downloading, subscribing, reviewing, and sharing us with the world. So until next time, I'm Joe Martin with realmenconnect.com, reminding you that we are males by birth, but we are men by choice. So each and every day, choose to be the man that God has called and created you to be, because a male is a terrible thing to waste. So until next time, stay strong, stay blessed, stay connected, because real men do connect. But most importantly, stay in God's grip, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you for listening to the Real Men Connect podcast with Dr. Joe Martin. Real Men Connect isn't just a podcast. It's a mission, ministry, and movement to help good men become the great men God called and created us to be. And the best is yet to come. So if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave us a review in iTunes. It really helps us to build the podcast and to reach, teach, and impact more men, all for the glory of God. And make sure you check out realmenconnect.com to get our free tools and resources to help you go from good man to great man God's way. Again, that's realmenconnect.com. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the next episode.